Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing, do, 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 look it out my baby.
More and more, sports is business, and business is sports. Certainly at the big-time collegiate level, and then at the pro level, it's always been that way. And a loved sport in this country, NASCAR. I've been a fan for a long time. They were in a courtroom, and really the future of the sport was on the line in Charlotte. And one of the guys covering it, he works for The Athletic. His name is Jordan Bianchi, joins us on the line. A big day out of the blue, a settlement after well over a week of the teams and the Franz family butting heads. It didn't look good, Jordan.
No, it was ugly. I mean, there's just no way. Contentious, bloody. This was a knockdown, drag-out fight, and really this fight has been going on now for a little over a year since 2311 in Front Row. The two NASCAR teams sued the league and the league CEO and chairman Jim Franz. And over the past few months, there's been text messages and emails released as part of the discovery process. There were a lot of unflattery things that were said. There was a lot of things behind the curtain that were coming out in terms of financial records and that kind of thing. It's been ugly. It was bad. It could have gotten much, much worse. You said it yourself. Now they have a historic settlement, and they reached that today, and it's wild that it came together and how it did, but it ultimately needed to happen. You could argue that it happened way too late. It should have happened a long time ago, but they got it done, and it's a good thing for the sport, and now everybody can move forward.
Yeah, and Jordan, I think the judge came out during this and warned the parties, the teams that were suing NASCAR and NASCAR itself, which has been controlled by the Franz family since the beginning, that no one's going to win in this deal. And Do you think that was maybe the turning point where they finally met in the courtroom and once again all this laundry was being aired for the world to see, and they finally realized, probably the Franz family more than anybody else, this is not going to be good?
Yeah, I think that is a very good way to summarize kind of everything, is that the Franz family for 77 years has kind of ran sport a very certain way, however they want to run it. Sometimes it's been very heavy-handed, sometimes it's been benevolent, but they have been in charge. It's always been their sandbox, and that was being challenged for the first time to this degree, and there was a very, very real chance if this thing went the distance, they were going to lose some control, if not a lot of control. And they weren't going to have a say in how that was going to work. And that would have been catastrophic, potentially, depending on what could happen. It could have maybe been good, too, to some degree, but just don't know. And it could have been bad, though, and it would have been very different. And you get to a point in this trial, and it became very clear that this NASCAR wasn't going to prevail. Maybe if you get lucky, you get, one juror, and they hang the jury or something, right? But the reality is, the situation being what it was, NASCAR was in a world of hurt. There wasn't some magic piece of evidence that was going to come out and really kind of flip this. They needed to make a settlement, and they did, because if this would have continued, had this gone to a jury, had they lost, who knows where this would have ended up.
Michael Jordan had to be a huge factor. One of the team owners that was suing NASCAR, that had to be a game changer in all of this. If it was just, you know, John Doe and Joe Blow, sure, team owners, and, you know, we were wronged and we're losing money, nobody cares. All of a sudden, you get one of the greatest athletes in any sport of all time part of this deal. That's a game changer.
It is. I mean, all these circumstances came together, right? And to your point, yeah, and I agree with you, it takes a kind of one person. Listen, there are other team owners in the garage who've got billions of dollars. There are a lot of those. And any one of them at any point could have stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to pay for it, and we're going to go.
Rick Hendrick, Joe and Gibbs.
100%. Roger Penske.
Roger Penske.
You know, listen, there's a lot of billionaires in that garage. A lot of billionaires. Any one of them could have stepped up at any point over however number of years and could have said, hey, we're going to fight this. We're going to do this. What's right here? And they didn't. So they've got their own reasons, and that's fine. Yeah. But MJ chose to, and he deserves credit for that. Like, that's a big thing. And he is, you know, I think the one thing that I think maybe, I don't want to say worked in his favor, but I think makes him different from a lot of the other owners in the garage is that the NASCAR garage is a very friendly place. A lot of these people, owners, drivers, whomever, have been around each other for years and years and years. Some of the car owners, some of the four or five biggest team owners, are some of Jim France's best friends, closest friends. And, you know, I don't know if you go to war, per se, against one of your close friends that is going to be an ugly, drag-out, knockdown fight. Michael Jordan didn't have those ties, you know. He's been in the sport for 5 years. He's very, very respectful of the leadership. He loves the sport. He respects, yes, everything that it is. But he doesn't have those generational ties to the France family of, hey, these are my close friends, that kind of thing. I think that's a factor. That he's an outsider, per se, or a relatively new insider, however you want to look at it, was a huge turning point in this. Because, like I said, it could have been someone else, but it wasn't. It was him that made that choice, and he deserves credit for that.
Yeah, billionaire in his own right, terrific, mm-hmm, businessman in his own right, and hyper-competitive as well.
That too.
You know, and we learned that throughout his career in hoops or baseball or whatever. I mean, that's been very well documented. So that had to be a big factor in all of this, and boom, they settle. You've been covering this day in, day out. How shocked were you?
I was pretty shocked in the moment. This just came out of left field. I mean, I walked in the courtroom today, and it was just kind of like another day of court, right? Here we go. And you could tell immediately that things were different, and there was a different atmosphere, and you could just tell, and you could look around the room and see the attorneys for both sides conferencing, and they were discussing things, and they were kind of going back and forth, and you quickly very realize that there's something going on here. And then you kind of do some digging, and you do some checking, and you realize, oh, okay. And so, yeah, at the moment, it was a real big surprise. Stepping back now, you know, hours removed from this, almost 12 hours from when I walked into the courtroom, not totally surprised. I maybe should have saw this coming to some degree, is because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, yesterday, the plaintiffs rested their case. And the defense immediately started their proceedings. And there was like no break, what there usually is. So last night was really the first time where the defense got to sit back and look at and say, okay, where do things stand as we're halfway through this, you know, this trial? We've seen every piece of evidence now that the plaintiffs have and are going to use. What is the assessment here? And obviously, as we said, like the assessment was pretty clear where this was going directionally. And so I think taking that into account now, I think we maybe should have probably looked at the tea leaves a little bit and said, okay, there might be something going on Thursday, but you just never know how these things go.
Yeah. Amazing. Jordan Bianchi joining us, covers NASCAR for The Athletic and has been very generous with his time. And I know long days, very busy. You and your colleagues at The Athletic covering this thing. And Jordan, the timing is good. And ultimately, what was agreed to? Because, you know, I read your story and it said, hey, you know, these charters or franchise agreements, it seems as though the plaintiffs in this case got what they wanted. The Franz family maintains control, and they're all kind of saying the right thing. All right, let's get ready, enjoy the holidays, and come out of this. And the countdown to Speed Weeks begins at Daytona. I mean, it's quickly turned to get back to, hey, you know, we want to race, and we don't want to alienate the fans.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, there's some work to do by NASCAR. I mean, this black cloud of this lawsuit of, you know, Michael Jordan suing NASCAR, and why is NASCAR fighting Michael Jordan, and are they going to force him out of the sport? That's been hanging over the sport now for 14 months, and it's just been unnecessary. And so now you got to figure out how to move forward from that. You know, what the teams got was, you know, this is a deal that they've been asking for this for a while. And but at the end of the day, the teams do have the charters, which is really, they have permanent charters, which is incredibly valuable for them. It gives them security. It should help grow the sport in a big way. And so you would think now that this is all kind of put to bed, so to speak, the talk about how, you know, what you can do now that this, if the teams get permanent charters, what can this sport do? What growth can they have? Well, they've got them now. And so now let's see where this sport goes. But there's definitely going to be a little bit of work to do to kind of overcome the ugliness, if you will, of the past, you know, like I said, 14 months.
Yeah, and one of the principals in all of this, and he testified early, was Denny Hamlin. There was a lot of controversy at the end of the season and the championship race in Phoenix. And was Denny Hamlin wrong? And he was considering stepping away. Is there any conclusion to that? Is he going to be back? You know, a big name, veteran driver. Yep. What's going on with Denny?
Denny's back. Denny isn't going anywhere. He's going to be racing next year. He has said that, and he will be back going for his first ever championship. And he's, you know, three-time Daytona 500 winner, and that's the first race of the year. And he'll be going for number four. And it's, you know, it's quite the dynamic for him. Like, I mean, you could make, you know, this is a guy, I said, won three Daytona 500s. He's, you know, one of the top 10 winningest drivers in NASCAR history. But you could make a really good case. This was the biggest win of his career happened today.
Yeah. And then, you know, we kind of get into a lull, if you will, and a little bit of downtime. You probably want to take a break from it all. It's a long year.
It's a long season. Starts in February, goes until mid-November, and this is the time of the year where I'm usually at somewhere nice, enjoying warm weather and a little bit of downtime, and I've been inside a courtroom for the last 9 days, so I'm a little ready for a break, but you know what? It's good. It's good to have this over with. It is a historic thing, and I know the trial, there was a lot of things that came out that just, it's hard to move past and hard to think past, but at the end of the day, this is a good deal for everybody. It really is. And like you said, the France family does maintain control. They've done a really good job of shepherding the sport for 77 years. There is belief now that they can continue to do it in a positive way, and it's going to be interesting, a little bit of excitement of where this goes next.
Yeah, and you know, in general, attendance has been good. Television ratings have been good, in spite of, in my opinion, having a hard time in the summer months finding the race. Where is it this week? But I think all sports are going through that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it seems like that in every sport. Like, you tell me where an NBA game is now, I'm having a hard time. Like, I mean, but every sport, like, and I love hockey, it's the same thing. It's, you know, it's the world we live in. Thank goodness there's Google, because I don't know what people do without Google, because I do it all the time. But it's part of it. And that's NASCAR needs to do a better job of getting itself out there. They've done a really good job of kind of reshaping its image, or, you know, reshaping itself a little bit, you know, new exciting tracks, car, that kind of thing. There's still more work to be done. And now that this thing is really over with, the work, that stuff can really take center stage, which is important, because that needs to happen. And this sport, there's a lot of potential for this sport that it feels like it's unrealized right now. Hopefully that unrealized potential becomes actual potential.
Yeah. Well, get somewhere warm, get some downtime, Jordan. You do a phenomenal job. And
thanks, Steve.
Boy, you've paid your dues. I've said this before, and climbed the ladder, and boy, you've worked hard for it.
Steve, I can't thank you enough for the kind words and the support over the years, and it's always great talking to you, and love my home state, miss it, and have a great holiday season.
Yeah, and like I say, high is around zero, well below zero over the weekend. You probably don't want to book a flight.
Yeah, I don't miss that. I got to be honest with you. I don't miss that part of the Minnesota.
All right, Jordan. Well, great work, and we invite people to check out your work and your coverage of the trial and the settlement in The Athletic. Thanks.
Thanks much, Steve. Bye.
There he is, Jordan Bianchi, joining us. Put in some long hours covering that trial and that settlement out of the blue. So they shake hands, they move on. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.